gearing up for Dometic. Enjoy the great outdoors with all the comforts of home with Dometic.
It's time for gearing up for Dometic. Enjoy the great outdoors with all the comforts of home with Dometic. iFish starts in 2 weeks' time, September 5. Paul Worsling, the host of iFish, joins me this morning. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Patrick. Sounds like I need to be out fishing. If iFish is on in 2 weeks' time, I've got fish to catch.
Well, we're looking forward to it. So as you said, it's in 2 weeks' time. What can we expect from this season of iFish?
Well, based on current situation, it's been difficult to say the least, but we still managed to get out there and do some incredible things. We're talking massive southern bluefin tuna, 80 kilometres off Apollo Bay. Then we're 170 kilometres off Hamilton Island, catching some of the tastiest and biggest fish you could ever hope for. And then just when you think it's all about interstate, we're back in Eildon catching brown trout for 12 pounds and maybe even a trip to Bem River catching estuary perch and brim. So obviously difficult at present, but we are trying to make every little inch into a mile, and it's still been a lot of fun because we just love it.
Speaking of the Bem River, we saw on your socials during the week there was a few really nice estuary perch being caught. Take us through how you're fishing for those. They look spectacular. It's a great time to fish for them now, if at all you can, depending on your COVID situation right around the state. But how are you attacking them when you went there and fished?
Yeah, you're right, mate. The next couple of months is time to catch EPs. We tried a lot of things. Every time we go away working, we always have every single base covered. And we had shrimp under a float, which worked extremely well, live shrimp. We used small hard body Rapalas over the weed beds, and even squidgy 80 mil bloodworm wriggler soft plastics, and just about drifting, just using the water snake, snake along, cast off plastics, come with the stealth, and every single method we tried caught perch, which tells me the next few months they are on the job, and some absolute beauties too.
One of the things that invokes huge passion with anglers are southern bluefin tuna. You mentioned fishing 80 kilometres offshore off Apollo Bay. You're basically in Tasmania. That must be a hell of an experience.
My back has not recovered yet, and I'm dead set serious. My lumbar is killing me, and your crazy mate Red suggested this. We went 80 kilometres. I felt my breakfast coming up at one stage, and I just soldiered on. We hooked fish well over 100 kilos. It was just ridiculous. And we saw stuff, and all of us just looked at each other. There was a million red bait and pilchards getting balled up. They were schooling. Seals were punching through them. Dolphins punching through them. Gannets diving from above. And then the massive whale crashed through the middle and took a stack of fish, 100 kilo bluefin under them. And we just stared in disbelief. And the one word we said was, Attenborough. We felt like we were on a BBC documentary. And forgetting the tuna, forgetting the fun, forgetting the mateship, I will never forget that scene of the whale coming through all that action. It was unbelievable. We have underwater footage of the whale coming through. It literally makes your spine tingle.
Did you try your best version of a voiceover for the episode itself, or have you just left that to the great Sir David Attenborough?
The southern great white whale comes. No, I didn't. I did nothing. I just stuck to the fishing.
For most people, when they think of Hamilton Island, they think of sunbathing on a beach. It's obviously beautiful Whitehaven Beach. So you've got the Great Barrier Reef and the snorkeling and scuba diving that accompanies that. It's obviously a great fishery, but not something we always look to do first and foremost. It's almost a plus one in many respects because it's such a diverse region of things that you can do and adventures that you can go on. Take us through that.
You know, that is a great way of summing up Hamo. It's just a place to drink cocktails, lay on the beach, but I've been fortunate enough to meet some incredible friends that know the fishing so well. And I've got a bit selfish in my older days, I must admit, Patrick. I went on this trip just to share the experience with my boy, and unfortunately left mum behind. She couldn't come. There just wasn't enough room. And I spent 4 days fishing 170 kilometres of Hamilton Island, and I slept next to my boy in the bunk every night, and he woke me at 6 o'clock in the morning. Come on, Dad. And we fished till midnight, and we caught some of the most incredible red emperor that broke hooks, red emperor that broke 100-pound line, largemouth nanogai, giant trevally. I was having my breakfast one morning, bacon eggs, 12-foot sleepy shark while I'm having my breakfast. It's just the sort of thing that very few people will ever get the chance to share that with their family, their best mate, the people they love. And the stuff we filmed not only was it great television, but more importantly for me, it was stuff that my boy and I will just never, ever, ever forget. And I can't wait to go and do it again. It was very, very cool.
We're chatting to Paul Worsling, the host of iFish. If there's one fish throughout the new season that you're looking forward to showing people, Paul, which is it and what capture is it?
That's like saying you've got two kids, haven't you, Patrick?
Yeah, well, I do have a favourite because George is
Which one's your favourite?
George is very, very easy, and Hurricane Flick at the moment is an absolute nightmare. So
you're not supposed to pick a favourite. But I love it. I love it. Look, I've only got one kid, so I'm safe. Yes, the favourite and the least favourite. look, I think it's too hard to pick one, but, oh, wow. Computer says no. Look, for me, every fish, the next fish is going to be the most favourite. The one I caught last is the most favourite. I think some of the stuff I did off Hamilton Island with Jet was probably the best, just because we got to turn the cameras off, we caught plenty of fish, and we just put lines down, having dinner, a couple of drinks, just chilling out, and we caught some Red Emperor that would push maybe 10 kilos, and they're a special fish. And even for my editor, Eddie, and my producer come along, he didn't drop a line all week. And just before he left, I said, you boys have to drop a line. He dropped one line at the bottom, caught his first Red Emperor ever in his life, 5 kilos, and the smile on his face, that was possibly my favourite fish of the series because it gave something to someone that never had before, and that's pretty cool.
Can I give you my 2 cents? Lake Eildon, giant trout. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, look, I've still got a smile on the face, mate. We have a permit to film, and I've got to say we don't rub it in people's faces because I actually feel bad. A lot of people are struggling a lot at the moment. So I'm literally working only when I need to, get stuff done, get home. I'm not sharing any photos because I just don't think it's fair at the moment. But yesterday, Christy and I left home very early. We drove to the Eildon Pondage. We did have some advice that fisheries had stocked the pondage with some pretty good fish. And the whole idea was set a picnic table up, cook a pot of coffee, cup of tea, snag from the barbie for lunch, and just enjoy the moment. I heard a great quote recently, you've got to be where your feet are. No point thinking about tomorrow or yesterday, be where your feet are. And we were where our feet were, and we caught some spectacular trout, like as good as you'd get anywhere in the world. They're stocked fish, they're brood stock, but they're still special. And we drove home over the Black Spur last night with a very big smile on our faces because you've seen the pic, Paddy. It was pretty cool.
Can I just end on that note of it's so important that it's great to see on iFish, but all these local community towns that you see great fishing at, they need the support of anglers going there and fishing and enjoying the environment, spending their dollars once we get out of this lockdown situation, because it's been so hard for those rural communities, hasn't it?
Never a truer word said at Eildon yesterday. The bakery, we love going to Eildon Bakery. They said we're closed until COVID finishes. We did a piece to camera in the main street, the bridge over the pondage, the roundabout, at 4 p.m. You couldn't think of a bigger, and not one car bothered us for the 10 minutes we were there. Regional Victoria, Australia, I was at Bem River last week, and these beautiful people, like the nicest people that ever meet in your life, they had a booking of 29 people from Knox that couldn't come to Regional Victoria because they couldn't leave the red zone. They lost $5,000 in income for one weekend. They get no compensation because they're in regional and regional's open. And you've got to remember, Victoria, we're one state. We're not metro. We're not regional. We are one. And every single person is hurting so much. And you've just got to back and be ready when this finishes. Go to regional, buy a pie, stay the night, get some bait, and just support, because every single person I speak to, Patrick, is hurting in some way, shape or form. And it's going to take a bit to get out of this, but I'm hoping that fishing and a bit of travel might help.
Beautifully said. Paul Worsling, the host of iFish. iFish is coming out in 2 weeks' time for their all-new series. We can't wait for it. Paul, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, mate.